The latest issue's Etc. journal contains a confession. It's about my problem with the commandment, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You can read it by subscribing to the issue's Etc. journal. Just look for the subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The latest journal also details Pastor Will Wheaton's journey on the Wittenberg Trail. Subscribe to the online Issues Etc. journal today, issuesetc.org. All right. Since Jeff is boss around here, he says we're going to do Blog of the Week again. And he was kind enough to pick out a blog for me. He actually got his own. And then, even though he was pressed for time, he was very pressed for time, he found one for me, too. It was one to my liking. He knows what I like. We've worked together long enough. What's your pick for Blog of the Week? By the way, if you want us to be reading your blog, you got to be writing a blog. And if you write one, you got to let us know where it is. Issuesetc.org is our that's our website, our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. And make sure that your blog has the Issues Etc. widget that you'll find on the support page, issuesetc.org.
What's a widget?
A widget is a little picture that links back to our website. And if you put it on your blog, then we read your blog, and we might pick it for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Or I should say, maybe Jeff will pick it and give it to me.
There you go. I only picked yours and mine because I know you want to. You've been trying to get rid of Blog of the Week now for months.
I've been campaigning that my old prejudice against blogs is coming back at my age.
All right, my pick this week: Meditations of My Heart by Pastor Philip Hoppe. Now, what this is really lacking is the Budweiser commercial, Real Men of Genius.
Hear that music in the back as he listens.
Yeah, that needs to be playing, but we can't play it because what is the name of the Bevo Music? I think has all the rights to anything AB related. So it's a blog post by Pastor Hoppe titled "A Tribute to That Guy at Convention." He's talking about Lutheran Church Missouri Synod have a lot of district conventions going on. So this is a tribute to that guy at convention. If you, like me, went to convention this last week, you likely saw him there. That fat, take one to no one and happy guy sitting near one of the microphones, the man who has likely traveled many miles to attend the convention. Perhaps he even has given up vacation time from work. But regardless, he travels all the way to offer up the only four words of wisdom he's... but regardless, he travels all the way up, all the way to offer up the only four words of wisdom he has. I call the question. Each time he offers up this wisdom, he sits down and with a jovial smirk, feels the adulation of everyone in the hall who no longer wants to be there. He is an instant hero of sorts. He is the one who lets all the kids out of class early. And this popularity he enjoys is, in his mind, well worth discouraging any further discussion on the business of the convention. Occasionally, look, you've got to go to these conventions because would know exactly what I'm talking about. Occasionally, if someone else gets to call the question, he feels dejected. And yet, at the same time, strangely, at one with them. After all, what else would one go to a convention for other than to try to get out of the convention as soon as possible so that you can take one more stroll through the vendor booths in hopes of landing the giveaway from Concordia Publishing House? This is my tribute to you, call the question guy. Thanks for not letting the business that we all gather to accomplish get in the way of your calling. Thanks for making sure that theological dialogue does not comprise part of our time at this convention. Thanks for making sure the motto, recess before resolutions, is lived out right in front of me. My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, Meditations of My Heart.
That was good. That was very good. Mine comes from Lutheran quotations. I always like the quotations. This one comes from Hermann Zassa, a great Lutheran theologian of the previous century, talking about the sacraments. It goes nicely with what we've been talking about here during email and comment line. Zassa says, the sacraments are more than signs. They are acts of God, miracles of Christ, in which the saving work of his earthly days continue. Just as does his proclamation of the gospel and the preaching of his church. Just as the healing of the lame, the blind, the leprous, and the raising of the dead were not only a visible word, but were more than that, namely, deeds in which the advent of the kingdom of God was announced. Thus, the kingdom of God is already present in the sacraments. Only a Lutheran could have written that. Only a Lutheran could have written that. Not just signs, but miracles. And indeed, the advent of the kingdom of God. That's my blog pick of the week. Lutheran Quotations, you'll find my pick and Jeff's pick at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back in Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., we're going to start out talking with Sarah Pulliam Bailey of GetReligion.org about media coverage of some religion stories, namely evangelicals gathering together to issue a joint statement on immigration reform, how it was covered in the media. A little bit later, Pastor Jonathan Fisk will be our guest. We'll get his take on a part of a new Pew survey that says that the doubt of God is growing quickly among millennials, that is, people 30 and under. It's growing quickly, that is, it's doubled in the last 5 years, I believe, those who doubt the existence of God. A majority of millennials still believe, but more and more are doubtful. And then we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We've got 4 soundbites ready for you. You can hear them already at our website, issuesetc.org, and you could vote in advance or wait for soundbite of the week and give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Hour 2 of Issues Etc. in 5 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The latest Issues Etc. journal contains a confession. It's about my problem with the commandment, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." You can read it by subscribing to the Issues Etc. journal. Just look for the subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The latest journal also details Pastor Will Wheaton's journey on the Wittenberg Trail. Subscribe to the online Issues Etc. journal today, issuesetc.org.
By grace I'm saved.
Grace, God's favor because of what Christ has done for you. This is precisely the gift that you will receive at Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church in Strasburg, Illinois. God's grace delivered by the means appointed by our Lord Himself, His word proclaimed and His sacraments rightly administered. Come and receive. Grace, it's not just what we believe, it's who we are. Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church in Strasburg, Illinois.